A Canadian oil pipeline that runs to Vancouver could be bigger than either Dakota Access or Keystone XL. People in the U.S. technically have no say in the matter, but that hasn't kept them from worrying about increased tanker traffic. That's why a group from Washington crossed the border last week for a combination march and ferry ride from Victoria to Vancouver. EarthFix reporter Eilish O'Neill met up with them along the way.
The 10 activists from the San Juan Islands at Port Townsend spent the ferry ride singing songs about the Salish Sea. Cass Hanburn's a nurse from San Juan Island. She says the point of the four-day march is to raise money for the court cases challenging the pipeline expansion that have been launched by Canada's Native peoples.
We're trying to raise funds for the only fight there is to stop this pipeline.
Kinder Morgan owns the pipeline. It wants to triple its capacity to make room for oil to ship to California and Asia. That would mean 350 more tankers in the Salish Sea every year. Sanborn says she's worried about a potential oil spill.
We run the risk of losing that which we really, truly hold very, very dear.
As we're talking, a cargo ship sails by, headed toward the port of Vancouver. All the oil tankers would have to pass through here, the narrow, windy Strait of Juan de Fuca. One of the points they'd have to skirt is the Center for Whale Research on the west side of San Juan Island. That's why, before getting on the ferry, I swung by to meet with Deborah Giles.
We're looking out the window at the town of Victoria. We can see the tallest building sticking up over the ridgeline there.
Giles researches the salmon-eating orcas that make their home in the Salish Sea. There are only 78 of them left, in part because shipping noise makes it harder for them to find food. Giles is worried about the noise from more tankers, and like Sanborn, worried about a potential spill.
Yes, there's this crazy random border, but if oil gets spilled in Canada, it's not going to end at that imaginary border. It makes me shudder to think how devastated this ecosystem would be.
Kinder Morgan already has the Canadian government's approval and plans to break ground in September. So I headed to the Westridge Marine Terminal, east of Vancouver, to see where all this oil would get loaded onto tankers. I made my way through gates and around massive fuel and oil tanks to meet with Mike Davis, the company's director of marine affairs.
The pipeline is actually coming down through the trees on the other side of the tank there.
Davis points out that even if the expansion goes through, less than half the tankers in the Salish Sea would be headed to Westridge.
It's the Honda Civic of marine loading facilities. This is a very small facility.
Canada's oil sands are the third largest petroleum reserves in the world, but Canada only exports oil to one other country, the U.S. This pipeline would change that.
It's just good for Canada to be able to reach other markets.
Davis says Kinder Morgan has put more than $100 million into beefing up Canada's oil response infrastructure. And anyway, the risk of an oil spill is exaggerated.
We've never had a release from a tanker loading.
But the marchers in Vancouver beg to differ. I caught up with them for the second time as they took a lunch break at South Vancouver's Gordon Park. They were tanned from 3 days of walking and spent their time napping under the trees and taping their blisters. Gordon August, the Sechelt Nation's chief, was leading the march.
Our lands will be affected by the pipelines. Our waterways are fishing. We don't have other ways of means of living.
After a circle and a song, the protesters line up two by two and start up again to the beat of the drum. On the final day of the march, the protesters walked all the way to the gates of the Westridge Terminal. That's where I caught up with Kai Sanborn, the activist from San Juan Island, to ask her how the march had gone.
You know, one of the things that has been really moving is the kind of welcome that we've had from the Indigenous representatives. We are one world, we are one people. This is one ocean. We're all in this together.
Kinder Morgan has the money it needs to build the pipeline, but the lawsuits are still making their way through Canada's courts, and the participants in today's march say they're ready to put their bodies in the pipeline's path, if it comes to that. In British Columbia, I'm Eilish O'Neill.